I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, labeling love. On this eve of Valentine's Day, the romance holiday, we introduce you to a couple of architects from New York City. They built a relationship, but didn't know what to name it.
Madeline Schwartzman and Jeffrey Miles met at the Graduate School of Architecture at Yale University in 1986. This song was popular that year. At first, the terms boyfriend and girlfriend worked fine for Maddie and Jeff. But after a few years, practical matters intruded. Jeff wasn't sure how to list Maddie as his beneficiary on benefit forms at work.
When they came to relationship, you know, what do you put? So I used to put lover. When I'd get back the completed official forms, they obviously couldn't recognize that in their officialese, so they would always change it to partner.
You like that word?
I think it's too generic.
Well, you know, the thing with partner, too, is that it really has changed in sort of common usage, where now, because gays and lesbians use that to refer to their partners.
It also has a business connotation.
Right, and now you hear people more when they talk about a partner in the business sense, they will specify, this is my business partner, just to avoid any, you know, confusion.
It's interesting that you bring that up about... if I may back up to lover, one other thing that happened with lover is, if I may, Jeff, tell this story, is he had a business meeting and it turned out that they discussed that I'd gone to high school at Horace Mann. And so Jeff said, my lover went to Horace Mann. And the man he was talking with said, oh, my lover went to Horace Mann too. What's his name? But Jeff and I did an architecture job together.
Yes, and we were partners on that project, but of course we were partners in love also. So it was that worked at all different levels at that point in time.
So you've been together for about 17 years.
Yes.
Correct? And over those 17 years, you've had to introduce each other. Did that seem to be a problem?
You know, it was a self-imposed hardship. Maddie and I could have gotten married any time, but we resisted for, you know, whatever reasons. And after a while, yes, it was kind of awkward and actually kind of annoying, too, to have to explain who we were to each other in sentences rather than one word, because it just shows how limited, you know, some of these terms are for people with this ambiguous legal situation that we had.
You have to start to qualify boyfriend of how long? So then it was like boyfriend of 8 years,
yes.
Boyfriend of 10 years.
Long-term.
But then about boyfriend of 15 years, people started getting annoyed and saying, you can't call him your boyfriend after 15 years.
So is it really that it wasn't your problem so much as everyone else's? Is this sort of a societal, do we need another term?
Maybe this is the point of the whole terminology, to herd people towards eventually doing what we decide to do, get married, because now it's so simple. We're husband and wife, legally, up and down, left and right. And maybe this whole thing is some sort of, the lack of terminology is a way to kind of move people through the romance pipeline.
Let's just sum up here and run through some of the names that you called yourselves willingly or unwillingly through the last 17 years.
Boyfriend and girlfriend. Long-term boyfriend.
Significant other. That was in the late 80s.
The guy I live with.
The woman I live with.
The guy I live with for 16 years.
partner.
Then I started to say my guy.
Lover.
Then it was just Jeff.
Oh, and we never really took on too much, but the fiancé thing, we sometimes use that.
See, we started
that
to have...
That was recently.
Oh, I'm sorry. We had a reputation now for so long. So many people knew us that we could just say Jeff. And we didn't have to explain it anymore. Almost everybody knew, and they stopped bothering us. I think that's why we got married.
In fact, a lot of people I've talked to said, oh, we thought you were married. You know, so after a while... You know, everything kind of comes together, fuses into one.
Even my father thought, when I said, now you have a son-in-law, he said, I always thought of Jeff as my son-in-law. So, it was sweet.
And when the time came to make it official, Madeline Schwartzman and Jeffrey Miles didn't tell anyone. They simply went down to a clerk at City Hall in Manhattan 2 weeks ago and became newlyweds.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our programs are on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherbel. I'm mad about you. You're mad about me, babe. A couple of